After almost 30 years, Alaskans were able to hunt emperor geese last fall. 1,000 geese were up for grabs statewide, but only about 200 hunters participated in the season.
And of those, 128 reported harvesting an emperor goose. So in Kodiak, 33 emperor geese were harvested, and the most were harvested in the Alaska Peninsula, particularly around the Cold Bay area.
Jason Schamber is the Waterfowl Program Coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says ADF&G is planning on using the same quotas for the 2018 hunting season. There will be one change, though. Non-Alaska residents will be allowed to participate in this year's hunt. Over 200 people applied for non-resident permits, and ADF&G gave out 25. These hunters will be limited to hunting in four areas, one of them being the Kodiak Archipelago. The emperor geese harvested by non-residents will count towards a region's quota. Kodiak's limit is 175 emperor geese in the upcoming season. There are some local hunters that don't like the idea of outsiders coming in for the hunt, but Schamber says most are okay with it since it's such a small number of people.
It's only 25 individuals, and certainly it's a shared resource, and hunters contribute a lot of conservation dollars. Lower 48 hunters contribute a lot of conservation dollars that help us conserve and manage this species.
The 2018 emperor goose hunting season will be the second year of a three-year trial period. Schamber says the only thing that stopped the hunting season from continuing after 2019, though, is if the emperor goose population drops to an unhealthy level. But Schamber says ADF&G estimates the emperor goose numbers are going strong at around 150,000 birds. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.